Now, the bill that I mentioned yesterday is currently going through the legislative channels and has been going through the channels since 2017. This was the first attempt by our legislature to try and criminalize all that is called for within the convention. In subparagraph 8, you do see that we have ratified the Rome Statute. And this is why we were talking about the additional text that we are considering with additional aspects from the convention. It is extremely important that the bill reflects on the 5 basic principles, and I am going to read them out, which is criminalize the offense of enforced disappearances, reform Article 70 of the Criminal Procedure Code, and establish that enforced disappearances will have no statute of limitation and incorporate the protection of children, as well as provisions for non-repetition. All this is so that we have a more comprehensive bill in order to achieve the reforms that we hope to achieve. I will always underscore the fact that for this legislature, as the president and the chair of the Human Rights Commission, it is my responsibility, and it is one of the issues that I have taken up and I'm going to run with during this tenure, so that the 3 years ahead of us, we will be able to pass this bill in Costa Rica. As for the relations that you asked, we do not have any cooperation or alliance with our neighboring countries. This will be up to the executive once the bill has been adopted into law. Thank you very much.
Gracias, señora.
Thank you very much, Member of Parliament. The next questions from the country rapporteurs were looking at a very important matter, the right to truth.